From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. It's Tuesday, January 24th. Here are today's headlines.
Governor Phil Scott told lawmakers last week that he won't support any new spending proposals that require an increase in taxes. But Democratic leaders in the House and Senate say revenue increases may be the only way to support important programs such as child care and paid family and medical leave. And Brattleboro Representative Emily Kornheiser says increasing government spending is one way to spur economic growth.
I think we've learned in the last few years that when we invest really deeply in our communities and when we spend in our communities, that immediately returns to our state revenue coffer so we can reinvest that money.
Governor Scott says tax hikes would increase the cost of living in Vermont and make it more difficult to get working class families to live here.
A jury on Friday found a former St. Albans cop not guilty of assaulting a man during a 2019 arrest. That's according to the Attorney General's office. Officer Mike Schwartz was accused of using excessive force after he fired his taser at a suspect. The AG's office filed a simple assault charge in 2021, more than a year after 7 Days published video of the incident. During the day-long trial, Schwartz's attorney argued the charges were motivated by the national protests against police brutality in 2020. Schwartz also testified that the man he arrested appeared to not be complying with orders, according to 7 Days. Schwartz is one of three St. Albans officers recently charged by the AG's office. Former Sergeant Jason Lawton pleaded guilty to punching a handcuffed woman and was sentenced to 3 months in prison. The final case against former Corporal Joel Dolgray is still pending. Dolgray is accused of using excessive force when he pepper sprayed a handcuffed teenager.
And the Vermont Country Store has laid off 32 full-time employees, pointing to soaring fuel and postage prices. That's according to the Bennington Banner. The announcement came on Friday from the company's CEO, Jim Hall, who said, quote, "We did everything we could to avoid this. It just wasn't enough." Employees who were let go will receive severance packages based on years of service and health benefits for 90 days. The company employs about 490 people across the state.
Coming up, how the end of pandemic-era food assistance might impact those who rely on it. More after this.
Thanks for tuning in to The Frequency, and thanks to Vita for their support. Vita, celebrating 50 years of helping Vermont businesses grow and thrive. From agriculture to energy, startups to established companies, find solutions that fit your business. Visit veda.org to start your next chapter.
During the pandemic, something sort of miraculous happened with the largest food assistance program in the country. It worked. For a lot of people, for the first time, the government provided meaningful funds to purchase food. But by April 1st, emergency funding for the program will end. Our colleague Lexi Krupp has more on who might be hardest hit by the shakeup.
Last year, Joe Epson had just finished one of his routes driving a semi-trailer when he felt a pain in his side. He drove himself to the emergency room and was so sick, his doctors put him in a coma.
So I spent 15 days in the hospital, and I haven't worked since.
Joe is 60 and from South Barry. He worked as a truck driver for 45 years. And once he got out of the hospital, money was tight.
Because there was days, I got a dog and a cat, and there was days I would not eat just to make sure they had food.
He told someone at physical therapy about this, and they helped him sign up for a federal food assistance program called SNAP, or Three Squares Vermont. It gives people a stipend to pay for food. In Vermont, more than 70,000 people get these benefits each month. And since the start of the pandemic, those monthly payments have gone up by a lot because of policy changes that gave people the maximum possible benefits regardless of exactly how much they make. Like someone living on their own, earning up to $25,000 a year, can get about $280 a month to pay for groceries. That's what Joe gets.
I eat every day now. I'm not skipping meals. What I do is now is I make them in bulk. So if there's a day I don't want to cook a big meal, I got something in the freezer.
He likes making shepherd's pie and spaghetti with Alfredo sauce and rice. This April, though, those pandemic-era payments will end. People like Joe, at the high end of the income cutoff, will only be eligible to receive $23 a month. This drop in food assistance, from a couple $100 a month to just over $20 for many people, was going to happen eventually. But the timing is way earlier than expected.
To say that it came as a shock feels like a bit of an understatement.
Ivy Enoch works with the advocacy group Hunger Free Vermont. She says this funding is expiring now because of a bill that squeezed through Congress in December, the Omnibus Spending Law. It's a huge package, over 4,000 pages long, detailing how the government will allocate its money.
And so it was just a lot of scrambling, you know, to try to understand the language in the omnibus bill and its actual impact on Vermonters.
In the legislation, Congress swapped funding from one nutrition assistance program for another. Lawmakers cut the pandemic snack payments to pay for extra benefits for families with children when school is in session, starting in 2024. News of that deal came as a blow to many advocates, like Mary Hayden, who runs the Vermont Association of Area Agencies on Aging.
As much as we support, you know, and applaud funding the summer EBT program for students, it should not be funded on the backs of older Americans, including older Vermonters, who may be just as vulnerable to malnutrition and hunger.
To be clear, it's not just seniors impacted by ending this program. Everyone enrolled in Three Squares Vermont will see their benefits decrease. But people living on their own on a fixed income, like a lot of seniors, will see the biggest drop in their monthly payments. And this change comes at a time when food and fuel prices have shot up, along with the number of people struggling to afford groceries. In Vermont, 40% of people have experienced food insecurity in the past year and a half. And Vermonters rely on SNAP benefits more than any other food assistance program. Those numbers come from a poll of hundreds of Vermont residents from last spring. Ashley McCarthy worked on the research at the University of Vermont, and she thinks those findings are still accurate.
Yeah, you can't expect to have seen much improvement in terms of food insecurity when there haven't been any real improvements in those factors that are driving people to experience that in the first place.
Many seniors will see an increase in their income this year, thanks to an 8% bump in Social Security benefits to keep up with inflation. There's just one problem with that.
They have not changed the eligibility criteria for Three Squares.
Tom Simmons runs nutrition programs at the nonprofit Senior Solutions in southeastern Vermont.
That means by getting an 8% increase in their Social Security, many of these seniors are going to actually now fall above the eligibility criteria.
Tom and other advocates say there's a way for Congress to fix a lot of these issues through a piece of legislation called the Farm Bill. It's up for reauthorization this year, a process that would allow lawmakers to make permanent changes to federal food assistance programs like SNAP. But lawmakers just started working on this. In the meantime, people like Joe in Southbury are preparing to make do with less come this spring.
Now it feels good to be able to go shopping once a week. When that gets cut, so you get to cut back on your shopping time. So I'm going to figure it out and buy the things that I need. Like maybe I can stock up on some butter, bread. You can feed bread. You know, the stuff that costs the most, I'm going to get now while I still can.
For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Peter Hirschfeld, Leah Melder Connors, and Karen Anderson.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. One take. Okay.
Every episode of Brave Little State begins with a question about Vermont that's been submitted and voted on by listeners like you. What happened to all the restaurant workers? What's the deal with Vermont's fire towers? Why do people like the band Phish? Follow Brave Little State wherever you get podcasts. From Vermont Public, part of the NPR network.